Joining us live now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thanks very much for being with us. Five losing days in a row within five losing weeks in a row. Give us your view of what's going on here today.
Well, it's my pleasure to be with you, Frank. It's of concern. The market had a little optimistic presentation on the opening here, up almost 80 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Averages. And unfortunately, some of the negativity of Mr. Bernanke's presentation turned that around during the last half hour. And it was disappointing to be sure that the decline is continuing with particularly the high market cap stocks in the technology and in the internet area. So I'm concerned about that.
All right, looks like he's not going to say anything about what the Fed is going to do as far as ending, which they do plan to do, or possibly extending the QE2 program, the bond buying program, as this program, at least at the moment, appears is winding down. What do you think is going to happen at the end of the month?
I believe this two QE program will end. And I think there's enough support on the Federal Reserve Board to end it at this point, and they've been making public announcements to that effect. It would seem to me that, ironically, the interest rate structure at 0 to 0.25 is a real negative. And if interest rates were raised to 1% today, which would be a nominal rate, of course, that would send a letter of confidence out throughout the world that the dollar should be stronger rather than weaker, and that our debt is more reasonable. I'm very concerned about this low rate of interest.
All right. Now what about the dollar? It seems, as you noted, the market did rally early on as the dollar fell broadly on some comments from a Chinese official. Give us your view of where you think the dollar goes from here.
Well, in my consideration, if interest rates are forced to stay at this low level in the United States, the dollar is going to continue to go lower in the big picture. And we run some real risk by keeping interest rates at this low level.
So certainly we're at a critical point, and that's why the markets are so focused on what Bernanke is still saying at the moment. Is the economy, has it softened to the point where you think the Fed or the federal government is going to have to take some additional steps to pump things up again?
I believe that the economy is improving across the board. Yes, there are soft spots. Yes, it's uneven. Yes, it goes up and then it backs away a little bit. But I think that's all very positive. The efficiency in American industry has improved dramatically over the last 2 years, and I expect us to get an advantage from that going forward competitively and productivity-wise. So I have a very positive outlook. I just disagree with the Federal Reserve leadership at this point relative to the very low level of interest rates, which is running a very significant risk worldwide, in my opinion.
What are you doing at this point? Where are you putting money now or taking it off the table?
I'm staying away from the high market cap that relate particularly to the internet securities. Those have come down quite a bit in the last 5 weeks. I think they'll come down significantly more. I favor now reviewing the bank stocks. They've come down over the last 2 months. I'd be a careful buyer of bank stocks in further declines here. I continue to like the home building and the semiconductor. I like the Intels and Ciscos, again, on the careful side, but that would be about the limit of what I would be buying at this time.
Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities, coming to us from downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much for sharing this with us here today in the KNX Business Hour.